Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is July the 14th, Monday 2014, and this is episode 23. My name is Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I'm going to talk about the most important skill. In my opinion, the most important skill for learners of English is listening. Why? So today I'm going to speak about why I think listening is the most important skill for learners, to practice, I mean. And then I intend to give you some tips on how to practice your listening skills and how to improve them. First of all, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email, you can subscribe via email, and you can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you're using to listen to me. And also you can reach me by sending an email to info@followenglish.com.br. I would appreciate to hear your comments and suggestions, and please, if you have any topics that you would like to know more about, it could be anything, it could be related to grammar, to vocab, or whatever you want to learn more about, please email me or get in touch with me. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well. We have a fan page. So thank you for listening. Let's get started then. So listening is the most important skill in my opinion. Why? Because when you listen, you are practicing many things at the same time. First, you are acquiring more vocabulary. You are building up your vocabulary. You are decoding the language. So you're also practicing your pronunciation. So pronunciation is one aspect. Vocabulary is another aspect. And you're also, when you listen to speakers of English, either native speakers or maybe non-native speakers like me, you're practicing you're improving your listening skills. And when you listen, sometimes you're listening for gist, which means you're listening to try to understand the overall meaning behind what the speakers are saying. And you can also listen for detail. So again, just to summarize, the three main reasons why I think listening is the most important skill is when you listen, you are improving your vocabulary, you are building up your vocabulary, you are listening to different pronunciations, to different accents, so you are improving your pronunciation as well. Not necessarily your own pronunciation, but you are being exposed to different speakers, and that will certainly help you understand better the sounds, and why not articulate better, because then you can also mentally imitate them or try to repeat what they're saying, especially if you can save the files or you can record the files or the conversations, and you can listen to them again and pause and repeat and so on. And also because when you listen when you're listening, you are developing the skill, a very important conversation skill, which is listening for gist. You're listening to understand what the speakers mean. Different ways to practice that. Well, one of them obviously is via online. You can listen to podcasts, and you can listen to videos as well. You can use YouTube videos. These are all free. You know, there are many podcasts, free podcasts out there, not only the Follow English podcast, but many other free podcasts. And when you listen to videos and podcasts, you're listening to authentic English. That's the advantage, the main advantage over listening to the textbooks. If you're studying using a textbook, it doesn't mean that using a textbook is not good. On the contrary, you can also listen to textbooks and read the audio scripts at the end of the book, and that might also improve your listening skills. There are many ways of practicing your listening skills besides just doing the exercises in the book. So this is it. And you can also watch TV shows. Nowadays, cable TV is pretty popular all over the world. So when you do that, you can... And whatever way you are practicing your listening skills, you can listen, always listen for gist. So listen to understand the overall meaning. And you can also work on your skills, your listening skills in a different way, and that is listening for detail. For that, I have a special recommendation. One thing I used to do when I was younger, and I still do it sometimes because it's so cool. Transcription. I like to transcribe videos, and when I was younger, when I was a teenager, I used to transcribe lyrics. I used to listen to different songs and try to write down what they were saying in the words. And then, of course, nowadays, by that time, it was pretty different. We didn't have the internet. Nowadays, it's pretty easy to do that because you can do it, and then you can go online and check your work. I mean, you can try to find the actual lyrics and then compare to what you did, to the way you transcribed the words. Yeah. So this is a fun way to do it if you like music. I particularly like to work with short videos because I think I'm very, you know, I like short things or short extracts that I can listen or watch, maybe if it's a video, then transcribe it and finish in the same on the same day or in the same hour maybe. So I like to work with shorter stuff, but of course you can also try to transcribe movies and in series and things like that. Yeah. Okay, this is my tip for today. Today I talked about listening. Remember that you can subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, or any other podcatcher. You can visit our webpage, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br. And you can reach me by sending an email to info@followenglish.com.br. I hope you're learning. Keep practicing your listening skills. And see you next time. Goodbye.